Hi, my name is Allie. I'm a 7th grade student at Casey Middle School in Boulder, and I'm going to tell you about middle school dating, including my friend's competition with his older brother about sex. But before we get to that, what exactly is middle school dating?
Every single day, I wanna tell you how I feel, but I never get past the butterflies, and I just don't know.
What you just heard is a song called Rain. It's about a girl who likes a guy, and she really wishes she could tell the guy that she likes him.
Are you really into me? 'Cause I know I'm into you, but I don't wanna take another step until you say you feel it too.
I think that's how some middle school students feel about the people they like. It's very relatable. Like in my radio group, different people have very different opinions.
I'm the most boring person. You're not gonna get anything worthwhile out of it.
Everyone's like all, oh, I like this blah, 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 and it's just, you have a crush. It's not really you're in love.
I don't think anything.
For, like, some people, it could mean just, like, texting every night. And for other people, it could mean, like, I don't really want to say that.
Making out and, like, having sex.
No, it does not. It means, like, making out and, like, touching things and stuff.
No, I'm the least, as I already explained to her, you're not going to get very much information about this.
I kind of think it's silly to get all worked up over a guy that you're not going to end up marrying when you get older. You're like 13.
Even though for some middle school students, dating seems like a bad idea, it can lead to true love, even marriage. Like two Casey middle school teachers, Mr. Lurie and Miss Wheeler.
When did you come, Lester? Eighth grade? Eighth. So it's a 7th, 8th, and 9th grade school, junior high, right? And one day I hear this, you know, hubbub that this new boy has come into the school. And everybody said he was so cute. And have you seen this new guy?
They met in middle school.
But then it wasn't until college.
That's pretty much how I remember it, for sure.
And that's when we decided that we wanted to be boyfriend-girlfriend.
After 13 years of things like that, we decided that it was meant to be, and that's when we made it official.
And now they are married and both teaching at Casey Middle School with two daughters who are students here at Casey Middle School.
And we got married on the steps of the junior high where we met.
Even though falling in love is very serious, lots of middle school dating isn't serious at all. Then there's my friend. He's in a competition with his brother to see who can have sex first. His older brother was 15 years old when he first had sex. My friend is 12, so in order to beat his brother, he would have to have sex when he was 14 years old. He also has a younger brother, and I wonder if his younger brother knows about this competition and is going to participate in it. If he does, and my friend does in fact have sex when he's 14 years old, his younger brother would have to be 13 years old to have sex in order to win this competition. My friend asked me to keep his name anonymous, and we have changed his voice to hide his identity. So keep in mind, this isn't actually how he sounds.
So, when I was in 5th grade, me and my brother made a bet that to see who could...
Not that yet. Just tell your opinion first.
Okay.
Don't be scared, it's okay.
I think that if you really like a girl, you should go out with her, but there's no point of doing it if, like, you don't like her a lot. It's your choice if you want to go, like, far with her or not, and... Yeah.
Okay, so he's a 7th grade student, and he has a competition with his brother that he's going to share.
All right, so when I was in 5th grade, me and my brother made a bet that who could, to see who could, like,
just say it.
Like, do it first, like, make a home run. And so he had already gotten there, but he wanted to see if I could beat him. He was 15 when he did it, and so... He said I have to do it when I'm 14, so, yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
And are you planning on doing it when you're 14?
I don't know, maybe.
Okay, so how far have you gotten with a girl, and would you like to share that story?
I would not.
Will you please share that story?
Okay, fine. So, I've gotten to second base with a girl.
So what happened?
So we were alone, and... we got to second base. That's what happened.
Now that you've heard this story, all in all, I think that middle school dating has a very wide variety of things in it. It depends on the people, and it depends on the influences that people are giving you. For some students, it just means texting late at night, and for others, it means going further than that as far as sex. And for some people, it means true love.
You know, it's great.
Take Mr. Lurie, for example, who met his wife in middle school and now wouldn't be surprised if the boy sitting next to his daughter would be his future son-in-law.
So there'd be no surprise there. I doubt it, but there'd be no surprise if it happened.
But I'm not trying to be cool. It's just that I'm a little shy. And I want to be straight with you tonight. Want to tell you that you're the one.
For KC Middle School and KGNU, I'm Allie.